This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Aries, Buddy here. You're listening to Willip and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Straightforward, clean, come correct. Let's ride. We got a basketball game in just over 2 hours. The Warriors season is upon us right here on 95.7 The Game. We'll get back to your calls in just a second. We want to hop right in with one of our favorites, Monty Poole, NBC Sports Bay Area, River Islands guest line. Hey, Monty, how you doing?
Doing well. How you doing?
We're doing great, man. I wonder, especially someone who's around the team as much as you are, if you could compare the vibe of what you're seeing with this group when compared to whatever they were dealing with Clay last year and whatever they were dealing with Jordan and Draymond the year before.
Night and day. Everybody is really kind of spreading love toward everybody. It's like they've been at a kumbaya camp. And a lot of the new guys that have come in have made a difference. Kyle Anderson, Buddy Hield, D'Anthony Melton. They came in and they've been professional. They've been affable and funny and everything. Buddy is like everybody's favorite friend now, Buddy Hield. So there's a different vibe, you know. And last year, obviously, you know, Clay went from being no maintenance early in his career to last year was a tough one for him, and that kind of was something that kind of permeated throughout the team, as well as Draymond's absences. So you look at what happened last year. I think this year the vibe is a lot more positive.
What about the on-court fit as you've seen it so far through the preseason and what you expect from, you know, like you said, the veterans coming in and fitting in off the court? What about on the floor? How will the on-court product look different than last year?
They'll shoot more threes and make more threes, I think, as a team. The preseason, I don't know if that was necessarily the level they're going to shoot in terms of the amount of volume of threes, but there will be nights when I believe they'll hit 50 attempts from three. And they've got enough guys who can make those shots. So you look at, I think Buddy can kind of give you what Clay gave you. A guy, you know, they wanted Clay off the bench last year. They tried that. I think Buddy is a better fit for that role. And, you know, I think only Steph's made more threes than Buddy over the last couple of years. So that's good for him. D'Anthony Melton is an elite perimeter defender. They need that. Who can also shoot threes. Wiggins, Draymond shot 39% last year from three. I don't know if he can replicate that, but if he comes close, that's a boost too. Wiggins is going to shoot threes. They want him to shoot at least six a game. So guys are going to be shooting more threes and making more threes, and I think the floor will be spread in ways last year that it wasn't quite spread when Steph or Clay were off the floor.
Monty, do we have a starting lineup yet?
Not been announced yet, but I'm still believing that that he's going to end up with, if I had to guess, I'm going to say, obviously, Steph is going to be a point guard. But I think I keep hearing that the two guards going to be, well, that they like what they've seen from Melton at the two guard.
Oh.
They also like the size that they get from Wiggins. And Wiggins, Steve Kerr has always said that Wiggins and Klay Thompson are in many ways interchangeable. And I talked to Andrew a couple of days ago and about playing the two, and he said it's not really much different from what I've been doing. He said still the same thing. I'll take the most difficult perimeter challenge on defense. He said I may shoot a few more threes. That's the one thing. He said if I make threes, it'll open up my drives to the basket. So I think they're going to go with Andrew at the three if I had to guess. I mean, they tried it in the preseason, and it sort of worked, but I think – whether it's tonight or next week or next game, I do believe that's the only way they can get Kuminga and Draymond on the floor at the same time, and I know they want Kuminga to start. They don't want to bring him off the bench. So I think that their lineup is going to eventually be, tonight or beyond, Steph, Wiggins, Kuminga, Draymond, and Trayce Jackson-Davis.
Trayce Jackson-Davis, then, would be the five. Okay, and here's the opposite side of that question. If you had to guess who's kind of like the odd man out tonight, who would it be?
Tonight? Steve Kerr has already told a couple of guys they're not in the rotation, so they know that. I mean, Lindy Waters is a guy that can really shoot, but he's not in the rotation right now. And I think what's going to happen with the Warriors in their rotation this year, because of their depth, I think that the rotations will change in somewhat toward the back end based on matchups. In other words, I think you'll see the same seven or eight or nine guys. I think you'll see the starters. You'll see Melton. You'll see Kyle Anderson. You'll see Buddy Hield for sure. I think Gary and Podemski, you'll see those two. I think after that, and maybe even including a couple of those guys, it could change from night to night. Tonight, Portland, you know, not a very strong, not a very good team. You know, Portland's going to finish toward the bottom of the conference once again. And so I don't know how much experimenting Steve would want to do, but tonight might be a night where if they get off to a good start, he may be able to do some experimenting. But I think when you look at where the team is right now and who's going to be the odd person out, I know they want Moody to play, and he deserves it. He's earned the right to play. He's been good. So, out, besides Lindy, I can't pin anybody down. I'm not sure Steve can either right now.
And maybe it's Kevon Looney, a guy who, you know, if Trayce Jackson-Davis comes in and plays well and continues to show improvement, might he be a guy who ends up suffering from a lack of minutes?
Well, in certain instances, yes. There will be nights when he won't play. And there will be nights when he will play. And because I think what Steve would like to do is have Trayce play 25 to 30 and then have Draymond play 12 or so minutes at the five. And then that may leave a few minutes for either Kyle Anderson, who can play the five, or Looney, depending on matchups. If you want defense, you probably go with Looney in terms of interior defense and rebounding. If you want playmaking, you want a point five, then you've got Kyle Anderson, who can play much like Draymond on the offense, as a guy who can distribute and also make a few shots. So that's where the matchup things come in. You know, you look at the opponent and see what you're facing and figure out which guy best suits that particular situation.
Monty Poole, NBC Sports Bay Area, with us. Monty, look, it's obviously beyond early. We don't know what's going on here, but the improved vibes, maybe a little bit more of an intuitive roster. How do you see it stacking up in the West?
I think they're going to be a little better than people think they are. Most people are predicting they'll finish 8th, 9th, or 10th. I think they can get out of that. Obviously, you need to make sure that Steph is out there and healthy. Draymond can't be missing 30 games and all of that. There are some other things there. But I think if you get what you expect from Steph and Draymond, I think this team can get to 6 or 7. And I also think that they will make a trade on the approach to the trade deadline. This is a team built to make a trade. When you got 13 guys who are able to play at this level, there will come a point in time when you say, okay, I can give up 3 to get one guy that I know can be a secondary star. And I think that's going to happen.
That's an interesting statement. You got any names in mind?
Well, I think the names will come as the season goes on. But I know Mike Dunleavy is already – we can throw out names, but I don't think that means anything right now. I mean, we know what they tried to do in the offseason with Paul George and Lauri Markkanen, and we know that didn't work. But that doesn't mean that they've given up now and packed up their tent and heading out and saying, okay, what we have is what we live with. They will still be looking. And I think what happens as you approach a trade deadline, some teams are buyers and some are sellers. But right now, it's too hard to say who is going to be who.
Monty, great to have you as we get ready to start this thing up. I know we'll be talking to you again soon.
For sure. Take care, guys.
All right. Thanks, Monty.
There it is. Monty Poole, NBC Sports Bay Area. Warriors season starts in 2 hours.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.